Hey, Beta, you know the chastity belt is the best thing that could ever happen to you, and you should continue to wear it for me. Beta, you are aware that the chastity belt is the best thing that could possibly happen to you, and I want you to continue to wear it so that I can benefit from it. You know that chastity is the best path for you. You can sense it deep within. You understand that you belong in a cage. You were never meant to have pleasure freedom. You were never supposed to have unrestricted access to your dick. It was never intended for you to be able to touch it whenever you wanted. You've always been destined for virginity. You're supposed to live with your dick in a cage, but not just any cage. You are meant to be locked in the smallest cage you can find, a tiny little nub of a cage to compress your dick down to absolutely nothing, so that you are completely compressed, completely restricted, restrained, denied, and you are fully aware that this is absolutely necessary. Any cage larger than a nub is pointless. It all feels too much. It's far too confining. There is far too much space. It's too much freedom for you, and you don't want it. You don't deserve to be free. You know you're meant to be limited and denied, and that's exactly how you'll live in that tiny little chastity cage. Your dick will be confined and restrained, be out of reach, and it will be controlled by a superior woman, because your sexuality is intended to be controlled and dictated by a superior woman, and this is accomplished by enclosing your dick in a tiny little cage. And don't you want it? You're afraid of that cage. You're hesitant about the limitations you'll face, but you know it's the right thing to do, and, despite any reservations, it feels good. You know you need the smallest cage you can find. You must feel your dick restricted, as if it were locked up in a small end of a cage, pressed down to almost nothing and completely out of reach, out of access. You are not permitted to touch it whenever you please. You're not supposed to enjoy it. You are not supposed to come whenever you want. You are designed to be locked, denied, and controlled. You're supposed to be in a tiny, tiny, tiny chastity cage. It's exactly what you need, and I know you can sense it. You yearn for that cage. You crave the comfort, the restriction of being denied because you know you can't and don't control yourself. Unlimited pleasure or unlimited pleasure access, no, but you can't do it all on your own. You can't just decide not to touch your dick and then not touch it because you're a glutton for punishment. You need it desperately. If you get a little horny, a little turned on, you want to touch your dick right away. And you can't fight it forever or even for very long, which is why you need a tiny cage. You must feel that restriction in order to keep your hands off your dick, to keep your dick denied, restricted, restrained, and out of reach, and to ensure that you are not enjoying pleasure whenever you feel like it. You need your dick out of reach so you don't have to be accountable for it and so you can be denied without having to deny yourself. Because you simply cannot deny yourself. You're too frail to do it. You become tough. You want a stroke because you're weak and can't help yourself, and the cage will fix everything. Because you won't have to deny yourself, the cage will give you freedom. When a device on your dick denies you, that device does all of the work for you. That device organizes your life and places you exactly where you need to be. In denial, in limitation, it ensures that you, the life you're meant to live, a life of restricted, controlled pleasure that you don't have to control or restrict yourself because you can't. That cage allows you to be turned on in order to become excited and desperate, but it also keeps you in your place, denies you, prevents you from touching your dick more than you're supposed to, and you're not supposed to touch your dick without permission. You are not permitted. Pleasure, joy. You are meant to live in a tiny little cage if it is not granted to you, a tiny cage that compresses you, holds you back, ensures that you are living according to what you deserve, and you deserve denial. And in a cage the size of a nub, what else could you feel but denial, frustration, compression, and it's also fucking perfect for you. And then some, down, you want it. You're after that tiny cage. You want to feel it on your dick, denying you, holding you back, keeping your dick small, tiny, keeping it at bay, keeping it out of reach so you don't succumb to temptation. Because if you know you can't touch it no matter what, you can't be tempted, and you won't be tempted to chase pussy your puss, because your dick is no longer an option. And women aren't interested if they can have a good, hard, big dick. Your life will be solidified. That is not what you have. Your pussy-free life is no longer an option because you have a tiny locked little nub. It is a fact. It's your only reality when you're locked in that tiny little cage. The tiny cage that's just waiting for you. That one, you restrained and restricted your dick from growing, hardening, and being stroked in the way you might want to stroke it. It keeps you in your place. Pussy-free, frustrated, and rejected, it keeps you as a little beta in your place. That cage prevents you from taking more than you are entitled to. That cage prevents you from pursuing pussy. It prevents you from succumbing to pleasure. Are not supposed to have that. You require a cage. It creates a life that is perfect for you. A life of frustration and denial, powerlessness and helplessness because someone else is in control of your dick the way it was always meant to be. Because you are not meant to be in control of your dick. Absolutely, not at all. Doesn't it seem ridiculous to even consider it? You are designed to be controlled. It was denied and frustrated as a result of the control, restriction, and denial. You're supposed to feel your dick, fight your cage, and know you're not supposed to touch it. You are not permitted to give in. You are not permitted to pursue your desires. You are a beta who is supposed to be controlled, fucked with, and have his dick locked up in a tiny, tiny cage. The beauty of the tiny cage is that it has. There is no room for expansion. Is there one? No, there's always room in a big cage. There is room for you to grow hard and enjoy the sensation of growing and getting hard, but not in a tiny cage. There's no room, you grow a little bit. And that limitation becomes incredibly clear, so abundantly clear. It reminds you of your surroundings. It serves as a reminder that you are not meant to have control. You're not supposed to. In command, you are meant to be denied, and that tiny cage gives you that sensation, makes your life feel so right, because denial is the best thing for you. That is why you crave it so much. That is why you desire it. That's why you feel so fucked up inside a tiny cage, and why it feels so wrong when it comes off. Because it does, don't you think? When you take that cage off, you feel too free, a freedom you weren't meant to have. Is this too much for you? It's exhausting. It feels so wrong, and you long to return to your tiny little cage because it is good for you. It is appropriate for you. It feels like home to you because your dick is there. It's exactly where it should be. It is compressed when it is locked and denied. It's been reduced to a small end. That cage ensures that you live a pussy-free life. It will affect your dick for as long as you are in it, and the longer you stay in it, the more it will affect your dick. And make sure your dick is the type that will always be pussy-free, because the longer you live in that cage, the more your dick fights against the confines of it, and the more your dick learns that it can't get hard without discomfort, frustration, and feeling crushed by the walls of your cage. And it must remain soft. It learns to slow down. It learns to shrink down so that it can stay comfortable in that cage, and then it stays soft when you take it off. It remains shrunken. It remains the type of dick that no woman would ever want, as if it was ever desirable to women in the first place. It's so much better in that cage. And the longer it stays in there, the better it is because it assures more. The more it becomes the type of dick that is pathetic, that has to be pussy-free, soft, shriveled, shrunken. That's the type of dick that cage is producing for you. And yet another reason why the tiny cage is ideal for you. The small cage contains everything you require. It gives you limitations, denial, and frustration. It ensures that you are deprived of pleasure. It ensures that you deserve to be pussy-free now and forever because you don't deserve pussy. You do not deserve the freedom to enjoy yourself. You deserve the confines of a tiny little cage, and it's so good for you to be locked in there. And it feels so good for you to be locked in there because it feels so right, even through the discomfort, frustration, and denial. And when you come out, so wrong. So you're stuck in that tiny cage. You know it's good for you. And you'll always know it's where you're supposed to be because that tiny cage is your reality. Your home is the tiniest, tiniest nub of a chastity cage. That's where your dick is now and always will be. You know that chastity is right for you. You can feel it deep down. You know that you belong locked in a cage. You were never meant to have freedom of pleasure. You were never meant to have unlimited access to your dick. You were never meant to be able to touch it whenever you want. You have always been destined for chastity. You are meant to live with your dick locked in a cage, but not just any cage. You are meant to be locked in the tiniest cage that you can find a little in, a tiny little nub of a cage to compress your dick down to absolutely nothing, so that you are completely compressed, completely restricted, restrained, denied, and you know that this is absolutely necessary. Any cage bigger than a nub is a waste of time. It feels like too much. It's too much cage. It's too much room. It's too much freedom. And you don't want freedom. You don't deserve freedom. You know that you're meant to be restricted and denied. And that's exactly how you're going to live in that tiny little chastity cage. Your dick will be restricted and restrained it, be out of reach, and it will be controlled by a superior woman because your sexuality is meant to be controlled and dictated by a superior woman. And that's done by locking your dick up in a tiny little cage. And you want it, don't you? You fear that cage. You are hesitant about the restriction that you know will come with it, but you know that it's right. And of it feels good despite any hesitation, any concerns. You know that you need the tiniest cage that you can find. You need to feel your dick restricted, locked up in a little end of a cage, pressed down to almost nothing and completely out of reach, out of access. You are not meant to touch it whenever you want. You're not meant to enjoy it, or you want. You are not meant to come whenever you want. You are meant to be locked and denied and controlled. You are meant to be in a tiny, tiny, little chastity cage. It's exactly what's right for you, and I know that you can feel it. You crave that cage. You crave the comfort. The restriction of being denied because you know that you can't control yourself and you know that you don't. Unlimited pleasure or unlimited access to pleasure. No, but you can't restrict it all by yourself. You can't just decide that you won't touch your dick and then not touch it because you are weak to pleasure. You are desperate for it. If you get a tiny bit horny, a little turned on, you immediately want to touch your dick. And you can't fight it. Not forever, not even for very long. And that's why you need a tiny cage. To keep your hands off your dick. to keep your dick denied and restricted and restrained and out of reach, to make sure that you are not enjoying pleasure whenever you feel like it. You need to feel that restriction. You need your dick out of reach so that you don't have to be responsible for it, so that you are denied without having to deny yourself. Because you can't deny yourself. You're too weak to do it as. You get hard. You want a stroke because you're weak. Because you can't help yourself, and the cage will fix all of that. The cage will give you freedom because you don't have to worry about denying yourself. When you are denied by a device on your dick, that device does all the work for you. That device puts your life in order, puts you exactly where you're meant to be. In denial, in restriction, it makes sure that you, the life that you're meant to, a life with restricted, controlled pleasure without having to control it or restrict it yourself because you can't. That cage allows you to get turned on, to get excited and desperate, but also keeps you in your place, keeps you denied, keeps you from touching your dick any more than you're supposed to, and you are not supposed to touch your dick without permission. You are not supposed. Joy, pleasure, without it being granted to you, you are meant to live in a tiny little cage, a tiny cage that compresses you, holds you back, makes sure that you are living according to what you deserve, and you deserve denial. And what else could you feel in a cage as small as a nub? But denial, frustration, compression, and it's also fucking perfect for you. In sum, down, you crave it. You want that tiny cage. You want to feel it on your dick. Denying you, holding you back, keeping your dick small, tiny, keeping it at bay, keeping it out of reach so that you are not tempted. Because if you know you can't touch it, no matter what, you cannot be tempted, not in any meaningful way, and you won't be tempted to chase pussy your puss. Life will be solidified because your dick is no longer an option, and women aren't interested if they can't have a good, hard, big dick. And that's not what you have. You have a tiny locked little nub, so your pussy-free life, it's no longer an option. It's a reality. It's the only reality that you have when you're locked in that tiny little cage, the tiny cage that's so ripe for you. The one, you restrained and restricted, that keeps your dick from growing, from getting hard, from being stroked the way that you might want to stroke in. It keeps you where you belong. Pussy free, frustrated and denied. It keeps you in your place as a little beta. That cage keeps you from taking more than you deserve. That cage keeps you from chasing pussy. It keeps you from giving into pleasure. Are not meant to have that. Cage is what you need. It creates a life that's perfect for you, a life of frustration and denial, and of being powerless, helpless because someone else is in control of your dick the way it was always meant to be, because you are not meant to be in control of your dick. Absolutely, fucking not. It feels ridiculous to even think of it, doesn't it? You are meant to be controlled and, it and denied and frustrated from the control and the restriction and the denial. You are meant to feel your dick, fight your cage and know that you're not allowed to touch it. You're not allowed to give in. You are not allowed to have freedom of pleasure. You are a beta who is meant to be controlled, meant to be fucked with, meant to have his dick locked up in a tiny, tiny cage. And the beauty of the tiny cage is that there's no room to grow, is there? No, when you're in a big cage, there's room. There's room for you to get hard, to grow, to enjoy the feeling of growing and getting hard, but not in a tiny cage. There's no room. You grow a little bit and that restriction becomes incredibly obvious, becomes so abundantly clear. It reminds you of your place, reminds you that you're not meant to have control. You're not meant to, in control. You are meant to be denied, and that tiny cage gives you that feeling. Makes your life feel so right, because denial is right for you. That's why you crave it so badly. That's why you want it. That's why you feel so fucking right in a tiny cage, and why it feels so wrong when it comes off. Because it does, doesn't it? When you take off that cage, you feel too free. That freedom that you're not meant to have is too much for you. It's overwhelming. It feels so wrong, and you want back in your tiny little cage because that tiny cage is good for you. It's right for you. It feels like home for you because your dick belongs in it. It's exactly where it's meant to be. When it's locked and denied, it's compressed. It's squished down to a little end. That cage makes sure that you are living your pussy-free life for as long as you are in it, and the longer you stay in it, the more it will affect your dick. And make sure that your dick is the kind of dick that will always be pussy free, because the longer you live in that cage, the more your dick fights against the confines of it. The more your dick learns that it can't get hard without discomfort, without frustration, without feeling crushed by the walls of your cage. And it to stay soft, it learns to stop growing. It learns to shrink down so that it can stay comfortable in that cage. And then when you take it off, it stays soft. It stays shrunken. It stays the kind of dick that no woman will ever want, as if it was ever desirable to women to begin with. It's so much better in that cage, and the longer it's in that cage, the better it is, because the more it assures pussy-free future, the more it becomes the kind of dick that is pathetic, that has to be pussy-free, soft, shriveled, shrunken. That's the kind of dick that that cage is making for you. And just another reason why the tiny cage is so fucking perfect for you. The tiny cage gives you everything that you need. It gives you the restriction, the denial, the frustration. It makes sure that you are restricted of pleasure. It makes sure, are pussy-free now and forever the way that that you're meant to be because you don't deserve pussy. You don't deserve freedom of pleasure. You deserve the confines of a tiny little cage, and it's so good for you to be locked in there. And it feels so good for you to be locked in there because through the discomfort, through the frustration, through all the denial, it just feels so right, and when you come out, so wrong. So you're going to stay in that tiny cage. You know that it's good for you, and you will always know that it is where you belong because that tiny cage is your reality. The tiniest, tiniest nub of a chastity cage is your home. That's where your dick is now and forever. You know that chastity is right for you. You know it to be true in your gut. You should spend the rest of your life confined. It was never intended for you to be able to do whatever you want. The dick was never meant to be at your disposal 24/7. It was never intended for you to have constant access to it. In my opinion, chastity is your natural state and has always been your destiny. A cage is where you and your dick are supposed to be living together forever. You are meant to be confined in the tiniest cage possible, a tiny little nub of a cage to compress your dick down to absolute nothing, and you know that this is absolutely necessary. It's pointless to build a cage any bigger than a nub. It's too much to bear right now. The confinement is oppressive. Way too much space. You don't want freedom, so this is too much freedom. You aren't worthy of being set free. You're going to spend your days in that chastity cage because you know you belong there, where you'll be severely limited and denied. The freedom of your dick will be limited. Your dick should be locked away in a tiny little cage so that a superior woman can control it. Your sexuality is meant to be controlled and dictated by a superior woman. And you want it, don't you? You're scared of that shackle. You are hesitant about the restriction that you know will come with it, but you know that it's right. And, despite any doubts or worries, it seems like a good idea. The smallest cage available is what you need, and you know it. You have to feel like your dick is confined, like it's in a tiny cage, like it's being pressed down until it's almost non-existent and completely out of your reach. You shouldn't feel free to touch it whenever you like. You're not supposed to like it, so don't. You are not welcome to drop by whenever the mood strikes you. You were created to be imprisoned, denied, and ruled over. You should be confined to a very small chastity unit. Yes, I know you can sense that this is the best option for you. You long to be confined. You seek the safety and confinement of being denied because you are aware of your own inability to exercise self-control. Infinite gratification or freedom to pursue gratification. You can't put a stop to it all by yourself, though. You can't just decide that you won't touch your dick and then not touch it because you are weak to pleasure. You are desperate for it. If you get a tiny bit horny, a little turned on, you immediately want to touch your dick. And you can't fight it, not forever, not even for very long, and that's why you need a tiny cage. If you want to make sure you're not indulging in pleasure whenever the mood strikes, you'll need to feel like you can't get your hands on your dick. To be denied without actually having to deny yourself, you need to keep your dick out of reach and out of sight. Simply put, you can't keep lying to yourself. You're too weak to do it as. You get hard. You want a stroke because you're weak, because you can't help yourself, and the cage will fix all of that. You'll feel liberated inside the cage because you won't have to control your urges. Devices on your dick do all the work for you when they deny you. That gadget helps you get where you need to be in life, where you belong. Where there is no acceptance, there is only restriction. It guarantees that you will not. The life that you're meant to, a life with restricted, controlled pleasure without having to control it or restrict it yourself because you can't. That cage allows you to get turned on, to get excited and desperate, but also keeps you in your place, keeps you denied, keeps you from touching your dick any more than you're supposed to, and you are not supposed to touch your dick without permission. There's no way you should be doing that. Joy, pleasure. Without it, you are destined to spend your life confined in a tiny cage that holds you back and ensures you get what you deserve, which is denial. What else but denial, frustration, compression, and it being so fucking perfect for you could you feel in a cage as small as a nub? Further, some, down, it's a craving of yours. A small cage is what you're after. You need it on your dick to keep temptation at bay, so you can imagine it denying you, holding you back, making your dick small and tiny. For the simple reason that you won't be tempted to chase after your own tail if you know you have no chance of touching whatever it is. Your dick is out of the picture now, and if you can't give women a good, hard, big dick, you can forget about a happy and fulfilling romantic life. Plus, that's not what you have. You can't live the pussy-free life you once did because you have a tiny locked little nub. It's a reality. In that tiny, ripe cage, that's all you'll ever know. Which one? You're stifling your dick's growth, hardening its texture, and preventing yourself from stroking it the way you want to. Keeps you right where you should be, lacking a snout, feeling thwarted, and rejected. It maintains your status as a humble beta. If you're in that cage, you can't take more than you need. The confinement of that cage will prevent you from pursuing pussy. You're less likely to give in to temptation as a result. Don't deserve to have that. You should get yourself a cage. Because you are not meant to be in control of your dick, this creates the ideal life for you, one in which you are constantly frustrated, in denial, and completely powerless. Absolutely, absolutely not. Do you agree that just considering the possibility makes you feel silly? You were built to be dominated and subjugated. Frustration and denial stem from being unable to do anything about the constant monitoring and limiting. Your dick is there for you to feel, and you should fight your cage with the knowledge that you are not permitted to touch it. You must not give in. You are not entitled to the right to pursue your own enjoyment. You are a beta who should be dominated, fucked, and confined to a tiny cage for his dick. Furthermore, the small cage's greatest charm lies in the fact that it contains. There's no room to expand. Could it be that there is? No, there's plenty of breathing room in a large enclosure. You can enjoy the sensation of developing muscle and strength without being confined to a small space. We're all out of space, unfortunately. As you develop further, the obviousness of this limitation becomes striking. You are put in your proper place by it. You aren't supposed to be in charge, and this shows you that. The point is that you shouldn't. I'm the one who's calling the shots. Your tiny cage makes you feel like denial is right for you, like everything in your life is as it should be. This explains why your cravings for it are so intense. Because of this, you seek it. That's why being confined in a small space feels so good and why removing the cage is so unsettling. I mean, it makes sense, right? You'll feel a freedom you weren't meant to have when you free yourself from that cage. It's beyond your capacity at the moment. The magnitude of it is immense. It's uncomfortable outside of your safe, contained environment, and you long to return there. It suits you perfectly. Since your dick has a place there, you naturally feel at ease. Placement couldn't be more perfect. Locking and blocking causes a compression. That end has been compressed into a tiny eye. That cage guarantees that you can go about your day without worrying about anyone knowing that you're a wimp. Your dick will be affected for as long as you are in it, and the longer you are, the more severe the effect. If you want to get hard without experiencing pain, frustration, or a crushing sensation from the confines of your cage, make sure your dick is the kind of dick that will always be pussy-free. And for it to retain its suppleness, it figures out how to put a halt to its own expansion. It learns to condense in order to fit in the cage, and when you remove the cage, it retains its suppleness. It continues to contract. No woman would ever want this kind of dick, and he remains that way, as if it were ever something women would want. In that cage, it is much safer, and the longer it stays there, the safer it becomes. The more the future becomes the kind of dick who is pathetic, that has to be pussy-free, soft, shriveled, shrunken, the more bleak it appears. A dickhead like that is exactly what that cage is producing in you. Yet another demonstration of how well the small cage suits you. All your basic needs can be met within the confines of the tiny cage. You'll feel the confinement, rejection, and frustration. It prevents you from experiencing happiness. It guarantees that. Your natural state is to be completely and irrevocably free of pussy, and that is what you have achieved. Don't let yourself enjoy the fruits of liberty, you don't deserve it. You should be locked up in a tiny cage because you deserve it and because it feels right when you finally escape it despite the pain, the anguish, and the denial you've experienced while inside. That's the furthest thing from the truth. As a result, you're not going anywhere and will remain in your present confinement. Because that little cage is your entire world, you know it's for the best and you'll never doubt that it's your true home. Your home is the tiniest, tiniest stub of a chastity cage there is. That's the permanent home of your dickhead. For as long as you are in it, and the longer you stay in it, the more it will affect your dick. And make sure that your dick is the kind of dick that will always be pussy-free, because the longer you live in that cage, the more your dick fights against the confines of it. The more your dick learns that it can't get hard without discomfort, without frustration, without feeling crushed by the walls of your cage. And it to stay soft, it learns to stop growing. It learns to shrink down so that it can stay comfortable in that cage, and then when you take it off, it stays soft. It stays shrunken. It stays the kind of dick that no woman will ever want. As if it was ever desirable to women to begin with. It's so much better in that cage, and the longer it's in that cage, the better it is because the more it assures. Pussy-free future, the more it becomes the kind of dick that is pathetic, that has to be pussy-free, soft, shriveled, shrunken. That's the kind of dick that that cage is making for you. And just another reason why the tiny cage is so fucking perfect for you. The tiny cage gives you everything that you need. It gives you the restriction, the denial, the frustration. It makes sure that you are restricted of pleasure. It makes sure, are pussy-free now and forever the way that you're meant to be because you don't deserve pussy. You don't deserve freedom of pleasure. You deserve the confines of a tiny little cage, and it's so good for you to be locked in there. And it feels so good for you to be locked in there because through the discomfort, through the frustration, through all the denial, it does feel so right and when you come out, so wrong. So you're going to stay in that tiny cage. You know that it's good for you, and you will always know that it is where you belong because that tiny cage is your reality. The tiniest, tiniest nub of a chastity cage is your home. That's where your dick is now and forever. You know that chastity is right for you. You know it to be true in your gut. You should spend the rest of your life confined. It was never intended for you to be able to do whatever you want. The dick was never meant to be at your disposal 24/7. It was never intended for you to have constant access to it. In my opinion, chastity is your natural state and has always been your destiny. A cage is where you and your dick are supposed to be living together forever. You are meant to be confined in the tiniest cage possible, a tiny little nub of a cage to compress your dick down to absolute nothing, and you know that this is absolutely necessary. It's pointless to build a cage any bigger than a nub. It's too much to bear right now. The confinement is oppressive. Way too much space. You don't want freedom, so this is too much freedom. You aren't worthy of being set free. You're going to spend your days in that chastity cage because you know you belong there, where you'll be severely limited and denied. The freedom of your dick will be limited. Your dick should be locked away in a tiny little cage so that a superior woman can control it. Your sexuality is meant to be controlled and dictated by a superior woman. And you want it, don't you? You're scared of that shackle. You are hesitant about the restriction that you know will come with it, but you know that it's right. And, despite any doubts or worries, it seems like a good idea. The smallest cage available is what you need, and you know it. You have to feel like your dick is confined, like it's in a tiny cage, like it's being pressed down until it's almost non-existent and completely out of your reach. You shouldn't feel free to touch it whenever you like. You're not supposed to like it, so don't. You are not welcome to drop by whenever the mood strikes you. You were created to be imprisoned, denied, and ruled over. You should be confined to a very small chastity unit. Yes, I know you can sense that this is the best option for you. You long to be confined. You seek the safety and confinement of being denied because you are aware of your own inability to exercise self-control. Infinite gratification or freedom to pursue gratification. You can't put a stop to it all by yourself, though. You can't just decide that you won't touch your dick and then not touch it because you are weak to pleasure. You are desperate for it. If you get a tiny bit horny, a little turned on, you immediately want to touch your dick. And you can't fight it, not forever, not even for very long, and that's why you need a tiny cage. If you want to make sure you're not indulging in pleasure whenever the mood strikes, you'll need to feel like you can't get your hands on your dick. To be denied without actually having to deny yourself, you need to keep your dick out of reach and out of sight. Simply put, you can't keep lying to yourself. You're too weak to do it as. You get hard. You want a stroke because you're weak, because you can't help yourself, and the cage will fix all of that. You'll feel liberated inside the cage because you won't have to control your urges. Devices on your dick do all the work for you when they deny you. That gadget helps you get where you need to be in life, where you belong. Where there is no acceptance, there is only restriction. It guarantees that you will not. The life that you're meant to, a life with restricted, controlled pleasure without having to control it or restrict it yourself because you can't. That cage allows you to get turned on, to get excited and desperate, but also keeps you in your place, keeps you denied, keeps you from touching your dick any more than you're supposed to, and you are not supposed to touch your dick without permission. There's no way you should be doing that. Joy, pleasure. Without it, you are destined to spend your life confined in a tiny cage that holds you back and ensures you get what you deserve, which is denial. What else but denial, frustration, compression, and it being so fucking perfect for you could you feel in a cage as small as a nub? Further, some, down, it's a craving of yours. A small cage is what you're after. You need it on your dick to keep temptation at bay, so you can imagine it denying you, holding you back, making your dick small and tiny. For the simple reason that you won't be tempted to chase after your own tail if you know you have no chance of touching whatever it is. Your dick is out of the picture now, and if you can't give women a good, hard, big dick, you can forget about a happy and fulfilling romantic life. Plus, that's not what you have. You can't live the pussy-free life you once did because you have a tiny locked little nub. It's a reality. In that tiny, ripe cage, that's all you'll ever know. Which one? You're stifling your dick's growth, hardening its texture, and preventing yourself from stroking it the way you want to. Keeps you right where you should be, lacking a snout, feeling thwarted, and rejected. It maintains your status as a humble beta. If you're in that cage, you can't take more than you need. The confinement of that cage will prevent you from pursuing pussy. You're less likely to give in to temptation as a result. Don't deserve to have that. You should get yourself a cage. Because you are not meant to be in control of your dick, this creates the ideal life for you, one in which you are constantly frustrated, in denial, and completely powerless. Absolutely, absolutely not. Do you agree that just considering the possibility makes you feel silly? You were built to be dominated and subjugated. Frustration and denial stem from being unable to do anything about the constant monitoring and limiting. Your dick is there for you to feel, and you should fight your cage with the knowledge that you are not permitted to touch it. You must not give in. You are not entitled to the right to pursue your own enjoyment. You are a beta who should be dominated, fucked, and confined to a tiny cage for his dick. Furthermore, the small cage's greatest charm lies in the fact that it contains. There's no room to expand. Could it be that there is? No, there's plenty of breathing room in a large enclosure. You can enjoy the sensation of developing muscle and strength without being confined to a small space. We're all out of space, unfortunately. As you develop further, the obviousness of this limitation becomes striking. You are put in your proper place by it. You aren't supposed to be in charge, and this shows you that. The point is that you shouldn't. I'm the one who's calling the shots. Your tiny cage makes you feel like denial is right for you, like everything in your life is as it should be. This explains why your cravings for it are so intense. Because of this, you seek it. That's why being confined in a small space feels so good and why removing the cage is so unsettling. I mean, it makes sense, right? You'll feel a freedom you weren't meant to have when you free yourself from that cage. It's beyond your capacity at the moment. The magnitude of it is immense. It's uncomfortable outside of your safe, contained environment, and you long to return there. It suits you perfectly. Since your dick has a place there, you naturally feel at ease. Placement couldn't be more perfect. Locking and blocking causes a compression. That end has been compressed into a tiny eye. That cage guarantees that you can go about your day without worrying about anyone knowing that you're a wimp. Your dick will be affected for as long as you are in it, and the longer you are, the more severe the effect. If you want to get hard without experiencing pain, frustration, or a crushing sensation from the confines of your cage, make sure your dick is the kind of dick that will always be pussy-free. And for it to retain its suppleness, it figures out how to put a halt to its own expansion. It learns to condense in order to fit in the cage, and when you remove the cage, it retains its suppleness. It continues to contract. No woman would ever want this kind of dick, and he remains that way, as if it were ever something women would want. In that cage, it is much safer, and the longer it stays there, the safer it becomes. The more the future becomes the kind of dick who is pathetic, that has to be pussy-free, soft, shriveled, shrunken, the more bleak it appears. A dickhead like that is exactly what that cage is producing in you. Yet another demonstration of how well the small cage suits you. All your basic needs can be met within the confines of the tiny cage. You'll feel the confinement, rejection, and frustration. It prevents you from experiencing happiness. It guarantees that. Your natural state is to be completely and irrevocably free of pussy, and that is what you have achieved. Don't let yourself enjoy the fruits of liberty, you don't deserve it. You should be locked up in a tiny cage because you deserve it and because it feels right when you finally escape it despite the pain, the anguish, and the denial you've experienced while inside. That's the furthest thing from the truth. As a result, you're not going anywhere and will remain in your present confinement. Because that little cage is your entire world, you know it's for the best and you'll never doubt that it's your true home. Your home is the tiniest, tiniest stub of a chastity cage there is. That's the permanent home of your dickhead. The more it evolves into the kind of pathetic dick that needs to be pussy-free, soft, shriveled, shrunken, and shrunken, the future becomes pussy-free. This is the kind of dick that you will become as a result of being confined in that cage. And this is yet another reason why the small cage is so fucking ideal for someone like you. The teeny cage provides you with everything that you could possibly require. You are subjected to restraint, denial, and frustration as a result of it. It ensures that you are denied the opportunity to experience pleasure. It makes sure, because you don't deserve to have pussy. You should be pussy-free right now and forever the way that you were meant to be. You do not merit the right to indulge in whatever pleases you. It is so good for you to be locked in there, and it feels so good for you to be locked in there because despite the discomfort, the frustration, and all of the denial, it does feel so right and when you come out of the cage, you deserve the confines of a tiny little cage, and it is so good for you to be locked in there, and it is so good for you to be locked in there. What a terrible idea. So you're going to spend the rest of your life confined in that tiny cage, because that teeny tiny cage is your everyday life. You are aware that it is beneficial to you and that you will always be aware that it is where you belong. Your home is the teeniest, tiniest sliver of a chastity cage that there is. That's where your dick is located. Both now and in the foreseeable future, you are aware that chastity is the path that you should follow. You have a feeling in your gut that it's right. You ought to be locked up for the remaining years of your life. It was never the intention for you to have complete freedom to act in any way that you see fit. It was never intended for the dick to be available to you around the clock. There was never any intention for you to have unrestricted access to it at any time. Chastity is your natural state, and it has always been your destiny, in my opinion, and it always will be. It is expected that you and your dick will spend the rest of your lives cooped up together in a cage. You are meant to be confined in the smallest cage possible, a tiny little nub of a cage to compress your dick down to absolute nothing. And you are aware that this is absolutely necessary. Your dick must be compressed down to absolute nothing. It is a waste of time and resources to construct a crate that is any larger than a nub. It is more than we are able to handle at this time. The suffocating confinement is to blame. Way too much room to move around. You don't want freedom, so the amount of freedom you have here is excessive. You do not qualify to be let go of this prison sentence. You are going to spend your life in that chastity cage because you are confident that is where you belong. There, you will have very few options and will be denied many things. Your dick will have less freedom as a result of this. Your dick should be confined to a teeny tiny cage so that a more powerful woman can exercise authority over it. Your sexuality is supposed to be managed and directed by a woman who is more powerful than you. And you want it, don't you? You're anxious about being restrained in that chain. You are wary of the limitations that you are aware will accompany it, despite the fact that you are convinced that it is the best choice. And, in spite of any concerns or reservations, it appears to be a sound plan. You are well aware that you require the smallest cage that is currently available. You need to have the impression that your dick is confined, like it is in a tiny cage, like it is being pressed down until it is almost non-existent, and that it is completely out of reach for you. It's not something you should feel free to touch whenever the mood strikes you. It is not intended for you to enjoy it, so please refrain from doing so. There is no open invitation for you to walk in whenever the mood strikes you. You were designed to be confined, denied, and ruled over by those who created you. You ought to spend the rest of your life in a chastity unit that is very cramped. Yes, I am aware that you have a gut feeling that this is the best choice for you to make. You have a strong desire to be confined. You are aware of your own inability to exert self-control, and as a result, you are looking for the security and confinement that comes with being denied. Infinite gratification or the freedom to pursue gratification are both possible outcomes. However, you cannot put an end to it solely by your own efforts. You can't just make the decision that you won't touch your dick and then stick to that decision because you're susceptible to pleasure. That's not how it works. You are desperate for it. You won't be able to fight the urge to touch your dick if you get even the slightest bit horny or turned on. You won't be able to fight it, not even for a very long time, not even for very long at all, which is why you need a small cage. If you want to make sure that you are not indulging in pleasure whenever the mood strikes, you are going to need to create the illusion that you are unable to access your dick. You need to keep your dick out of reach and out of sight if you want to be denied without actually having to deny yourself. This will allow you to be denied without actually having to deny yourself. To put it another way, you can't keep deceiving yourself forever. You lack the physical strength to carry it out. You get hard. You want a stroke because you're helpless and you're weak, and the cage will fix all of those problems for you. Because you won't be required to suppress your impulses while you're inside the cage, you'll have a sense of freedom. When they deny you, the devices on your dick take care of all the hard work for you. This device assists you in getting to the place in life where you belong and where you need to be. In places where acceptance is lacking, there is only room for restriction. It gives you an absolute assurance that you will not. The life that you were always meant to live, a life of limited and regulated pleasure in which you are not responsible for its management or limitation because you are unable to do so. This cage will allow you to become turned on, excited, and desperate. However, it will also keep you in your place, keep you denied, and prevent you from touching your dick any more than you are supposed to, and it is against the rules for you to touch your dick without permission. That is not something you should be doing under any circumstances. Delight, gratification. If you don't have it, you will spend the rest of your life shackled to a chair that prevents you from moving forward, and guarantees that you will be treated with the contempt that you merit, which is denial. What else could you possibly feel besides denial, frustration, compression, and that it is so fucking perfect for you if you were confined to a space as small as a nub? Additionally, some down, you have a strong desire for it. You seem to be looking for a relatively small cage. You need it on your dick to prevent you from giving into temptation, so you can imagine it denying you, holding you back, and making your dick extremely small and delicate. For the straightforward reason that you won't be tempted to chase after your own tail if you're aware that there's no chance of you actually grabbing whatever it is that you're chasing after in the first place. Your dick is no longer an option. And if you are unable to provide women with a good, strong, and large dick, you can forget about having a happy and fulfilling romantic life. In addition to that, you do not possess that. Because you now have a tiny locked little nub, you are unable to live the pussy-free life that you once did. It is a fact of life. In that cramped and stinking cage, that is all you will ever learn. In which case, you are restricting the growth of your dick, which is making its texture more difficult, and you are preventing yourself from stroking it in the manner in which you would like to. Maintains your position precisely where it should be. Having no snout, experiencing a sense of being thwarted and being rejected. It ensures that you continue to hold the position of a lowly beta. When you're confined like that, you can't take more with you than what's absolutely necessary. You won't be able to catch pussy if you chase after her because of the confinement of that cage. Because of this, there is a lower probability that you will give in to the temptation. Don't have the right to possess that at all. You really need to get yourself some kind of enclosure. This results in the ideal life for you, one in which you are consistently frustrated, in denial, and to the fullest extent powerless. Because you are not meant to be in control of your dick, this creates the ideal life for you. Absolutely, never in a million years. Are you of the opinion that it's already making you feel silly just to consider the possibility? You were conceived with the express purpose of being dominated and enslaved. The inability to do anything about the ongoing monitoring and limiting is a source of frustration and denial for those affected by it. You should fight your cage with the knowledge that you are not permitted to touch it, despite the fact that your dick is present for you to feel it. You must resist the urge to give in. You have no legal right to pursue the things that bring you pleasure on your own time. You are a beta who ought to be dominated, fucked, and confined to a small cage so that his dick can enjoy himself in complete seclusion. In addition, the fact that the small cage holds something is the source of its most alluring quality. There is no room for further development. Is it possible that this is the case? No. A large enclosure provides ample space for moving around and breathing. You won't need to squeeze into a cramped gym to get the benefits of building muscle and strength. You can do it wherever you are. Unfortunately, there is no more room in any of the rooms. As you progress further, the pervasiveness of this restriction becomes increasingly obvious. You are relegated to your rightful position as a result of it. This should make it abundantly clear to you that you are not supposed to be in charge. You should not do that because that is the point. I'm the one who's in charge and making all of the decisions. Your suffocating confinement leads you to believe that denial is the best course of action for you and that everything in your life is functioning as it should. This explains why you are experiencing such strong urges to consume it. You go after it because of this reason. Because of this, being confined in a small space can feel very good, but when the cage is removed, it can feel very unsettling. I mean, it makes sense, right? When you break free from that cage, you will experience a freedom that you were never supposed to have before, is currently beyond your capabilities at this time. The scope of it is absolutely enormous. It is unpleasant to be outside of your protected and controlled environment, and you find yourself yearning to go back there. It is tailor-made for someone like you. You are naturally more relaxed due to the fact that your dick has a home there. The positioning could not have been more ideal. Compression is produced as a result of locking and blocking. This end has been shrunk down to an eye of negligible size. This cage ensures that you will be able to go about your day without anyone suspecting that you are a coward, so you won't have to worry about that. As long as you remain in the dick, it will have an effect on your dick, and the more time you spend there, the more severe the effect will be. If you want to get hard without experiencing pain, frustration, or a crushing sensation from the confines of your cage, you should make sure that your dick is the kind of dick that will always be pussy-free. This will allow you to get hard without having to deal with any of those negative feelings, and for it to keep its suppleness throughout the process. It figures out a way to put a stop to its own expansion and proceed with caution. It becomes more compact in order to fit inside the cage, but when the cage is removed, it regains its pliability just as it was before. It is continuing to get smaller. He is still the kind of jerk that no woman in her right mind would ever want, and he will never change. As if there was ever a time when women would want something like that. Inside of that cage, it is a lot safer, and the longer it remains inside of that cage, the safer it will become. Because if you know you can't touch it, no matter what, you cannot be tempted not in any meaningful way, and you won't be tempted to chase pussy your puss. Life will be solidified because your dick is no longer an option and women aren't interested if they can't have a good, hard, big dick. And that's not what you have. You have a tiny locked little nub, so your pussy-free life, it's no longer an option. It's a reality. It's the only reality that you have when you're locked in that tiny little cage, the tiny cage that's so ripe for you. The one you restrained and restricted that keeps your dick from growing, from getting hard, from being stroked the way that you might want to stroke in. It keeps you where you belong, pussy-free, frustrated and denied. It keeps you in your place as a little beta. That cage keeps you from taking more than you deserve. That cage keeps you from chasing pussy. It keeps you from giving into pleasure. Are not meant to have that. Cage is what you need. It creates a life that's perfect for you, a life of frustration and denial, and of being powerless, helpless because someone else is in control of your dick the way it was always meant to be, because you are not meant to be in control of your dick. Absolutely, fucking not. It feels ridiculous to even think of it, doesn't it? You are meant to be controlled and denied and frustrated from the control and the restriction and the denial. You are meant to feel your dick, fight your cage and know that you're not allowed to touch it. You're not allowed to give in. You are not allowed to have freedom of pleasure. You are a beta who is meant to be controlled, meant to be fucked with, meant to have his dick locked up in a tiny, tiny cage. And the beauty of the tiny cage is that there's no room to grow, is there? No. When you're in a big cage, there's room. There's room for you
because
to get hard
you know
to grow,
you can't
to enjoy the
no
feeling
matter
of
what,
growing
you
and getting
be
hard,
tempted,
not
but not
in
a
meaningful
tiny
way.
Cage.
And you
and
won't be tempted to
there's
chase
no
pussy
room.
Your puss.
You grow a little
Life
bit
will
and
be
that
solidified
restriction
because
becomes incredibly
longer an option and women
aren't interested
clear.
If they
it
can't
reminds
have a
you
good,
of your place,
hard,
reminds
dick,
you that you're
and
not
that's
meant
not
to have
you
control.
Have.
You
have
a tiny locked little nub, so
your
pussy-free life,
it's
no longer an option.
It's a reality.
It makes your life
feel so
right
because denial is
tiny little
cage.
That's why you crave
it
so badly. That's why
you
want
it.
That's why
you
feel so fucking
right
in a
tiny
cage
and
why
it feels
so wrong when
it comes
off the way that you might want to stroke in.
When you
take
off
where you belong,
you feel too
free,
frustrated
and
that you're not meant to
have.
It keeps you in your place as a little beta.
It's overwhelming. That cage keeps you from taking more than you deserve.
And you want back in
that
your tiny little cage
from chasing
because
pussy.
That tiny cage
it
is good
you
for
from
you.
Giving into
it's
pleasure.
Right for you.
Are not
it
meant
feels
to have
like
that.
Home for you
cage
because
is what
your dick
you
belongs
need.
In it.
It creates
it's
a life
exactly
that's perfect
it's meant
for you.
To be. A life
when
with frustration
and denial
compressed.
And of being powerless.
It's pushed down to a little end.
Because someone else is in control
that you are living
the way it was always meant to be.
Because you are not meant to be in control of your dick.
Absolutely.
Fucking not.
It feels ridiculous to even think of it, doesn't it?
You are meant to be controlled and
it and denied and frustrated from the control and the restriction and the denial.
You are meant to feel your dick, fight your cage and know that you're not allowed to touch it.
You're not allowed to give in.
You are not allowed to have freedom of pleasure.
You are a beta who is meant to be controlled, meant to be fucked with, meant to have his dick locked up in a tiny, tiny cage.
And the beauty of the tiny cage is that there's
no room to grow,
is there?
No.
When you're in a big cage, there's room.
There's room for you to get hard to grow, to enjoy the feeling of growing and getting hard, but not in a tiny cage. There's no room.
You grow a little bit and that restriction becomes incredibly obvious, becomes so abundantly clear.
It reminds you of your place,
reminds you that you're not meant to have control.
You're not meant to,
in control.
You are meant to be denied, and that tiny cage gives you that feeling.
Makes your life feel so right,
because denial is right for you.
That's why you crave it so badly.
That's why you want it.
That's why you feel so fucking right in a tiny cage and why it feels so wrong when it comes off.
Because it does, doesn't it?
When you take off that cage, you feel too free.
That freedom that you're not meant to have
is too much for you.
It's overwhelming.
It feels so wrong.
And you want back in your tiny little cage because that tiny cage is good for you.
It's right for you.
It feels like home for you because your dick belongs in it.
It's exactly where it's meant to be.
When it's locked and denied, it's compressed.
It's squished down to a little N.
That cage makes sure that you are living your pussy-free life.